What a powerful word from doctor. You're not rejoicing. What a powerful word from Dr. Tony. Powerful, right? The greatest results in the world is 60% of the world's currency is held in American dollars. The remaining 40% is between Japan. Britain comes as number four. Swiss dollars comes before British pound. But because we're in Britain this morning, let me quickly show you something from what doctor said. In those days, there was no money to exchange. Whatever you want, you give what you have for what you want. I wanted to check the currency with you this morning. The money you're holding has head in it without body. Where's the body? What makes the United Kingdom? So we just heard about head and body connecting to Christ. Let me show you how the world does it, so that you understand how to take the world. The body of the money here, this is 5 pounds, is got some guy's head who is not here. Some woman's head who is not here. Some other woman who is down the road, not here. And some other head. What manifests and keeps this currency stable, the reason why the United States currency is stable, is winning the world, and the world holds its reserves in it, is because of the stability of the country. But what is the stability of the country, friends? Your performance. They didn't hear me, Lord. So a young man can be talented all he likes. He can be the greatest guy. You would only stabilize American reserves. That's what you're called for. That's what we live for. Now, there is about to be an economic switch. On the switchboard, and the body of Christ, like doctor said, has to manifest. But the issue now is this. We've got to understand how to operate the switchboard from a world that just uses us to stabilize advanced economy. America will fight tooth and nail never to see crypto. Yes, because if it comes up, their reserve is no longer needed. Jesus teaches us the greatest level of economic stability. The only economy that is going to be forever, because when it says your kingdom will be forever, it's talking about the kingdom of God, meaning nothing is going to change it. It will remain stable, but if the economy is not stable, then the nation will fall. Now, let me tell you another thing quickly. The reason why these currencies stay is because of demand. So America has to sustain demand. Because if you have demand, then you supply. So why does it not make sense for a country to just print currency? Like, if the country needs 1 billion, just print it. Now, you can't do that because it makes it surplus and it devalues it. So it becomes what they call hyperinflation because it is too available. I don't know when last you demanded Naira. Even in the country, they exchange with dollars. So it becomes scarce, then it becomes needed. Oh my God. I'm not sure you know where I'm going with this. I'm not preaching. Doctor already did. I spoke about Joseph. Joseph understood now there is plenty of food. Later there will be less food. So now that there is supply, it is not needed because it's too much. We're going to reserve it. The Bible says that Joseph built cities of food. No. He built food storage in cities. Bring now all your tithe to my storehouse, that there may be food. God's cities will move to the mountains. For you are a holy nation, a peculiar city. It will move storehouses into cities, because the time is coming when there will be no food. I just want to pass instruction. I just want to pass a word. What do we do from here? Yes, you've got to connect to the head. That is Christ. Otherwise, there is no control system. You know, we've talked about that before. The central control unit is the head. Now this body. So the world has their head on the paper. The body is the guys that are going to walk tomorrow to sustain their own head. That is why the matter was a Godhead matter. So man's talent, man's gifting will only sustain the economy of a certain nation. So the more people go out of Africa, the more they sustain the economy of that other nation and sustain their head. What is going to happen on this switchboard? What is God saying on this switchboard? Very simple. Jesus comes with an economic plan. And he says to them, what will it profit a man if he loses his soul and gains the whole world? In other words, the issue here is the trading. You're still going to have to give what you have for what you want. You're just going to give it to somewhere else. Because he equates it to the old world. It tells us how to take the old world. And like doctor said, there are creeping things that have made the earth wicked. Who are the new frontiers? Who are the people that will change this world? They are people who understand trading, but they understand that kingdom economy is based on human beings. You didn't hear what I just said. Kingdom economy is based on souls. So if a soul has the whole world in it, because it compares the trade of one soul to the worth of the world right now. So in other words, however much the money in the world today is, in Pastor Tolu, is the worth of the world per time, a season, a time, a setting, a dimension. That dimension is in her. Okay, if you don't understand what I'm saying, think about how a Facebook guy shows up and acquires so much billions, as because he has so much people. And all of a sudden, he can shut down the whole world and control it and steer it in his own direction. It means that in his soul already exists millions, billions of people. And if he has billions of people, he will have billions of dollars, and he will be in the game to compete with the whole world. Maybe I should just stop now. So, you know what the church failed to do? On the day of Pentecost, what did God first do to the church? Sleeping on me now. He added 3,000 souls to them. He gave them souls on the day of Pentecost so that they can compete. Now they have asset base. So the first church is going to be an asset management company. You don't understand. So when we come together and say we're giving all this out, it's an asset-based company. Asset management is what the church does, not asset caging. Many church assets, what they use people for the last 20 years is to buy a mortgage from HSBC. So the good head, the regulator gets stronger. And the destiny of the body is to get weaker. It gave it to the wrong place. Humans are our major investment. People, souls, are the soul snatchers here this afternoon. This is the base. Otherwise, you will connect without connecting. So this is what God did. For God so loved the world that he has one major asset, his son, Christ. How are we going to switch this board now? All that God had remaining was Jesus, was Christ. One man. And God had always used one man. He wanted to do Adam. Because what will it profit a man? One man. One man. Are you listening to me this afternoon? You are already too many in the fashion world. Because one man can take it. You're already too many in the music world. Because one woman. Can I have 5 more minutes? Can I have 5 more minutes? Heaven's just started speaking now. Mark, you are an asset-based company, bigger than Goldman Sachs. Sit down, listen to me. I want to take the world. And I have no money. I have no. Because the issue is, when God said who is worthy to open the scroll, the earth had already started spending money. They didn't hear that. The world has started spending money, but the issue is, there is no money in heaven. You didn't hear me, right? So in the temple, they will give money to Judas to search out the one man. Because in this currency, you can search out the one man with the money made by man. Maliata. But we have this treasure. He couldn't send an angel, Pastor Tolu. You know why? We don't have this treasure in heavenly vessels. We have this treasure in heaven. So the treasure that will buy Judas out, that will buy Satan out, is in mortal men. Now let's talk word now, right? That's why Satan is desperate to destroy this generation. Because he knows everything he has acquired, everything he has cornered, the ability to take everything back is in one man. Now talk to me about 3,000 men. His future is finished. His life is ended. So he thinks about it and said, okay. They've got a church. They've got a church. This is about 2,000 people, 3,000, 4,000 people. Man, if these guys realize, then we are finished. So he said, okay, we get the gist. We're going to make them many men. Under one name. Many men. Many men. We will have to make them many men, because if they are divided, they are not one man. So how did I know that? I kept asking Jesus in John chapter 17, why is your prayer that they may be one, that they may be unified, that they may be one? He prayed all through, because it is one man that will take the nations. So I'm not surprised that the black race is the most divided. It's the one, it's Cush, who does not understand one another's language. He had to divide them because we have this treasure in heaven vessel. When God realized I can't do this through their race, he comes to his church. And he was looking for a church that will have one voice, like it did in the days of the apostles, because what happened after the 3,000 were added, the Bible says those who add, they saw what they had and they left it at the apostles' feet, and no one said whatever they had was their own. There was no ownership in the church that took the world. There was no ownership. It wasn't a my church issue. There was no ownership. It wasn't I just got a mortgage. Because in the apostolic church, if you got a mortgage, 20 people are moving in the next day. It wasn't how white my carpet is. These are the practical things that must connect. Otherwise, you can connect with the head, but the body will be useless, because there is something fighting for your body already. The body in London has worked for another head for a long time. Go and check their churches. Empty this morning, but they are still paying HSBC. Empty, but they are still paying Barclays Bank. And what's going to happen tomorrow? More than 95% of their congregants will be back on these streets, working for another head and waiting for the end of the month. By the time you get your salary at the end of the month, the 10% you give is not going to bring food to the storehouse. It's going to go to American reserves, because you have to pay your rent or mortgage. You have to buy food, but you're not buying it from kingdom people. You have to wear clothes, but it's not from the kingdom. And if you are a worried person, because you know, worried people are worried because they are not born again. Please forget that story of age. Oh, it's just I'm more worried. You're disobeying scriptures. I'm about to make a call. Remove this. Every single person that has not connected with the head. Your headless body. And those who have connected without knowing the use of the body, it still doesn't mean anything. What is God asking us to do in this season? Those of you in fashion, entrepreneurs, and in a moment, I'll tell you how we do this stuff now. Entrepreneurs, God asked the question this morning, what head are you working for? Depends. All our young people recruited either into the life of mediocrity, where they are in silos, they're working for themselves by themselves for their own future. And God says, no, no, you can't survive like that. This head, this money head, is wicked. He holds no captive, he kills all. So a person gets into to the top of their career, and what happens to them next? They have to submit that money to drug or women or whatever, because the head is the central control system. But why would we blame them? The church never showed them that there is opportunity and we can use money to turn people's life. Of course, in God, we use money. Money don't use us. And use it to turn people to the kingdom and to change the whole landscape of some people's and most people's economy. That's what we stand for as a church. Every area of human endeavor. I just quickly want to give a chance, if you're here and you've not given your life to Christ, or you're far from God, He needs your career. He needs, I didn't say He wants it, He needs it. He needs you. So there is a battle for you. It needs you, because otherwise it's a head without body. And I know you're talented and gifted, or you have dreams and visions and focus and all these beautiful things, but without Christ, who is the head of all things, life is still empty. I just want to see if there are a few people today, however young you are, however old you are, say, I'm going to have to connect to the head. In 10 minutes, this service will be over. How will you do the entrepreneurial thing? The Lord has taught me what to do. I'll do that in 5 minutes. We would all have failed without giving opportunity for you to come to Christ. Saying, I want to surrender my life to Christ, and He will give you peace. He will give you peace. I'm not inviting you to religion. I'm inviting you to Christ, who is the head. Not religion. I'm not inviting you to Christianity. I don't care about it. It's to Christ, who is the head. And maybe you have many questions in life. Just come to the head. And so as all eyes are open right now, all the aisle open, no movement stops except those who are coming to the altar. This is the best moment. This is where life changes forever. This is where you take courage and say, whatever they're going to do with me at the altar, I'm just going. I'm just going to surrender to the Lord Jesus. I don't want religion. I want the Lord.